Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for coming to the shiur. Purim is now behind us. What an amazing day that was. Baruch Hashem, what a beautiful holiday. And now we are within 30 days of Pesach, and we are approaching Parshas Tzav, this week's Parsha. This evening, we will start learning a little bit about Parshas Tzav, and then learn halachos related to matzah baking. We'll try to speak a little bit about that, and we'll talk about why after. In addition to the obvious reason that we're just within 30 days of Pesach, but we'll speak a little bit more about that, and we'll connect a Purim story to Pesach story, but let's start with the Parsha. In Perek Ches of Sefer Vayikra,
did you send it out?
Oh no, I did not send it out. Here come the Mar Makomos, get ready. I'm going to email this file to Dr. Karp. Okay, now Nissan, you know I always forget your email address. Hold on, we got AB, and then NISSAN. Yeah. Period. HOLZER.
Yeah.
At
Gmail.
Okay. It's NISSAN.
Yeah.
And all right. I got it. Okay. Beautiful. Okay. All right. So what does the Torah say that at the end of the parsha there is a 7-day period, the Shivat Hameluim, where Aaron and his sons have to sit by the Mishkan and they're not allowed to leave. So what does the Torah say? UPesach Oel Moed Teshvu Yomam Valayla. They need to sit day and night by the Oel Moed, Shivas Yamim, Ushmartem et Mishmeres Hashem. They need to guard the guarding of Hashem. Funny phrase, no? La'asos l'chaper aleichem. So at the end of Pasuk Lamed Hey, the Torah speaks about this extra shmira that is required, and the Torah says, Vayas Aaron Uvanav, it's called Adverim Asher Tziva Hashem Biad Moshe. And they did it. Aaron and his son succeeded. And they, you know, followed all the laws, all the mitzvahs they were supposed to do. So do you know what Ushmartem is Mishmeres Hashem means? What do you think they guarded the safekeeping of God means? I would have said they were like protecting the Oel Moed, like a guard outside the Beis Hamikdash, like the Kohanim and Levim. All right, it's probably Pashup Shot. However, the Netziv says that, well, if you look at my commentary to Sefer Bereishis, you would know that when the Torah calls something Mishmeret, it might be a reference to Torah Shabba Alpeh. Torah Shabbat Alpeh is a Mishmeres. Ba'asher hu Mishmeret. It's the Mishmeret Shekav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam. Okay, on a very deep level, we'd have to explore the other comments of the Netziv in Sefer Bereishis. But essentially what he's saying here is that they needed to learn Torah for 7 days. Now that makes a lot of sense. Why? It was the 7 practice days. Why do they need to learn a lot of Torah for those 7 days? Because what's going to happen after those 7 days are over? Rehearsal's over. And it's like no more practice. It's for realsies. So if hizir kan de b'shah zu yasku b'torah ladas eich lasas avodasim. If you're a Kohen, you better know what you're doing. Study for 7 days. V'lo yachachach shigas tamar ha'oyla zadon. So if you forget what you learned, it's going to lead to an avera, and that's why the Torah has to specify here. V'lo tamusu shalot yischai v'chovas misa chas v'shalom. Right. So they had 7 days to study, to learn, to shtaig all of the halachos related to the avoda and the Beis Hamikdash, and they really needed to know it, lest they error and potentially suffer real consequences. Beautiful. And that leads us to the halachos of this evening. We need to learn the halachos of Pesach, because if we don't learn the halachos of Pesach, we are obviously going, we're going to fail. We might mess up. And we'll learn one quick halacha, and then I'll tell you the story of that, really, this Nesiv reminds me of. Welcome, David. We know 30 days before Pesach already, Purim Shaolin b'Hilchos Pesach Kodem l'Pesach Shloshim Yom. 30 days you start learning Hilchos Pesach, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Matchilin miyom haPurim atzmo. Really, on Purim itself, that's the day we start. Now we know, says the Mishnah Berurah, the minhag is to really darshan Shabbos HaGadol, and we maybe go a week earlier if Shabbos HaGadol is Erev Pesach. And you know what the Mishnah Berurah writes? The main thing to teach is Darchei Hashem Lamed Hamasa Shoyasun. Teach them the halachos. Dine Hagala, how to clean your kitchen basically for Pesach. Biur Chametz, V'afias Hamatzah, how to bake matzahs properly.
They all did it themselves.
Yeah, back in the day they would bake their matzahs. Vishar Hilchos Pesach. And teach them all the halachos of Pesach, right? So beautiful. Now, you have to point out the Ramah says, what's the very first halach in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Pesach right after that? Ma'us Chitim. The minhag of the Ramah, he writes, buy wheat to give out to the aniyim. Again, why? Because they would bake their own matzahs. So you have to give the people who cannot afford the wheat their matzah. Remember, as a little boy, My father would do Tomchei Shabbos every Wednesday night. We got a box that my father would drive out on Thursday night. And I remember as a youngster, my brothers and I went with my father to go deliver Tomchei Pesach. There was a single mother with some little kids. I remember because I was little, they were watching cartoons, and I think I was watching with them for a little bit. And my father was just delivering a box of, you know, matzah and grape juice, you know, some chicken to put in the oven, raw chicken, whatever. You know, probably some Mizonos, dessert-type foods. It's a beautiful, beautiful mitzvah. And I'm sure, you know, right after Purim, people might be a little overwhelmed. You pay, ideally, a nice amount of money to give over for Ma'os, for Matanas Avionim. And now, right away, you know, you kind of hit up again for Ma'os Chitim. But the truth is that that's the whole idea. Rabbi Avinson writes beautifully, right, that when you internalize the message of Purim, we should want to give and give and give and give. And how beautiful it is that the season of giving from Purim leads right into the season of giving to Pesach. So obviously a plug for Ma'os Chitim. You know, that goes without saying. But I'm sure the more formal email will come out next week, something like that. Okay, but let me tell you a Purim story. There I am. In my house on Purim. Now they have these like these unis. Who here has eaten pizza from an uni before? These really, really hot uni ovens. You know what I'm talking about? Nisa, you ever see one of these things? Very, very good. Imagine basically owning like a pizza oven in your backyard. It's very good. So like a grill, we barbecue, but imagine like a pizza oven. So this guy says, I think I'm going to make my own matzah this year. And I say, okay, that's a great idea, but just know that if you mess up, you might be chayv kares. But I'm not telling you what to do. But like, you know, like whatever, maybe use it for pizza and not for matzah. Because guess what? If you don't kashu properly, you're eating pizza. So, you know, that was like, you know, a good conversation on Purim to have. And he's like, oh, no, it wasn't really my idea. But the other guy wanted to do it. Like, yeah. I would have recommended us, you know what you're doing. And then Rabbi Markowitz, Dovi Grosser, the organizing, right? So Rabbi Zev sent a shlita. He and his brother and the whole family, they run the Chavke. And his son, Rabbi Zev, sent a Rebbe in Heichal HaTorah. He's running these, like, matzah baking, you know, sessions. You reserve like an hour slot. David, you're going on Sunday? They do the soft matzah, Sfaradim. Okay. Rabbi Markowitz is like, we should go have a rabbi at every slot, the three slots, to maybe teach some of the halachas. So I'm like, that would be really great if I knew some of the halachas of matzah making, you know? Because it's like, who knows anything about matzah making, right? Meaning, you know, when I hear the Echos Pesach, all right, so you have to get ready your chametz. You know, you say Kol Chamira. You know, you go through the Seder. Okay, you know, but we're not as in touch with this element of Hilchos Pesach, of matzah baking. So the two ways, it already came up twice since Purim. Someone asked, you know, basically, can I make matzah in my uni? And I essentially said no. I said, you know, we'll go over the, but he didn't really want to do it. So, it's not so practical. But the
problem is new?
No, it was used. It was used. He needed to kosher it and also make it. If it's new, so the oven's kosher. Doesn't mean the matzah is going to be kosher.
I'm asking, is the oven good enough?
If it's hot enough. Yeah, it might be good. It's hot enough. Yeah, you're very hot. Very hot oven. I don't know. I have to look, but let's assume yes. And then I'm already asked to maybe oversee some halachas of matzah baking. And so let's learn a little bit about matzah baking this evening. Because, you know, these things do come up. And again, you know, if I was running, you know, such a session, here's what I would need to know. All right, so here we go. The first halacha we know about matzah is that there's a concept of shmura matzah. Shmura matzah. Right? What is shmura matzah? Matzah that is guarded. Guarded from what? Guarded from what? Chametz. So Rav Ashita in Pesachim Mem Amar Aleph, going on to Tippity Tav Mem Amar Beis, is that you need to guard the matzah, but the Torah says, Ushmartem es ha-matzos. So what does that mean? You need to guard your matzos. From when? At what point? Rav Ashita is Shimur Me'ikara Be'inan. You need to guard the matzah from the very beginning of the process. When does that start? When they're cut from the ground. Mishas kitzira. That means the second that wheat is harvested, detached from the ground, you better make sure that what?
The water
touches it. We'll have to learn something. But that is the shita of Rava. Alma kesavar shimur me'ikara mitchilaso. You need it from the very beginning of the matzah baking process, from the time it's cut. And in fact, the Gemara says that Mar Bre de Ravina, he would actually, his mother would store the grain in a special bucket, a special basket, whatever. I.e., already from the time that it was cut from the ground and harvested, that was Letzorach Pesach. Now, Rashi over here is going to throw a slight curveball. Rashi says, what does it mean? And in that context, the Gemara said that if a non-Jew were to bake matzah, it would not be sufficient, even if it's not chametz, because the lo have a lashimor l'shem matzah. It wasn't guarded for the purpose of the mitzvah of matzah. So that is very, very, very important. Because, can you think of an example of where matzah is technically not chametz, but it wasn't made for the sake of the mitzvah of matzah?
Sure, matzah during the year.
Oh, matzah during the year. It depends on which matzah. Some matzah, like I said, you have to be very careful. Matzah meal, for example, might be chametz gamur. You have to be careful. But yeah, regular Yehuda matzah, whatever, that's sold all year round. You have to be careful. I don't know. You know, I don't know how they make it, but ultimately...
But they don't stop.
So again, I don't know which matzahs are chametz or whatever, but there's an Mefurash Mishnah, also this week's Parsha, where you have the Korban Todah in Parsha's Tzav, and you brought a lot of bread with matzah, mostly matzah, with the Korban Todah. Can you use the challah, i.e. the matzah, of your Korban Todah? Or for example, if you're a Nazir, and you bring matzah with your Korban at the end of your Nazirus, you have very fine kosher matzah. No chametz, it's not allowed to be chametz. You can't bring it on the Mizbeah. You can't bring it as the Korban if it's chametz. So the Mishnah, Mefurash Shalam and Heim and Aleph Masechet Pesachim, says no. No. Ein Yotzin Ben. All right, it happens to be if you made it to sell on the Shuk, that would be okay. But if you made those Toda or Nazir Matzos, for those Korbanos, not good. You know why? Says the Gemara a little bit later on, Lamed Chesem and Aleph going out to Lamed Chesem and Beis. Amarabba, the Torah says, "Ushmarta mesa matzos." So, matzah hamishtameres l'shem matzah. It needs to be for the sake of matzah, and not for the sake of another zevach. And we're not looking for korban toda matzah. We're not looking for nazir matzah. We're looking for pesa decha matzah. So this highlights another element of the mitzvah of shmura matzah. Rashi says, "Hiskaven l'shem matzah shel mitzvah." This is going to lead to a brisker Reb Chaim Chiluk. Because if you look at the Rambam, Hilchos Chametz Matzah Vav, and then you look again, Hilchos Chametz Matzah Hey, you're going to see two distinct types of Shmira. In Hilchos Chametz Matzah Vav Tes, the Rambam is going to say, you can't use the matzah of a Nazir or a Korban Todah, because you need to have Shmartam as a Matzos, Matzah Mishnemer, L'inyan Matzah Bilvad! It needs to be for the sake of the mitzvah of matzah. But what about Dr. Karp's pshat, Rashi's other pshat, and you know the more pasha pshat of our sugya? What does shmur matzah mean? In the Hilchos Chametz Matzah Hey Tes, the Rambam says, make sure v'shamrosa mikol tzad chimutz. What's shmur matzah? As long as it's not chametz. As long as you made sure there's no water that dripped onto the dough or the whatever. So then you're good. So the big brisk chilek over here is in Reb Chaim. Maybe we'll talk about the Magid Mishnah after over here. That Reb Chaim says, look at the Rambam. There are two distinct elements of matzah shmura. Number one, it needs to be very carefully watched to make sure no chametz gets in there. Obviously, it needs to not be chametz. That's one element of the mitzvah. However, there's another element. Says Reb Chaim, the od yesh badin behachevtza. It also needs to be guarded for the sake of the mitzvah. So there are two elements. Number one, make sure you guard it almost like defensively. Make sure there's no chametz. And then there's also the offensively, where you make sure it's done and prepared for the sake of the mitzvah. Beautiful. Okay. That's how Reb Chaim explains the Rambam. And the Magen Mishnah looks at this Rambam and says, I'm looking at the Rambam, and it doesn't look like the Rambam makes any distinction between the first night and all the other nights of Pesach. Right? Meaning it's supposed to be manishtana alayla zeh. There's no manishtana, meaning what? Meaning there's no difference between the matzah and the Rambam's Seder versus the rest of the Rambam's 7 days of Pesach. So he says, that's not the minhag. What's the minhag? We all know this minhag. You have shmura matzah, what? At the Seder. Special matzah. And the other days of Pesach, you eat just regular matzah that what is just not chametz. And that's going to be the halacha. So we started just by pointing out on the Rambam, many will present this as a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says Shmura Matzah is l'shem the mitzvah, and the Rambam will say that Shmura Matzah is just make sure it's not chametzik. That might be the way the Aruch HaShulchan explains the Rambam. It's not Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says you have both elements in the Rambam himself. But let's try to focus a little bit more halacha l'maaseh this evening, because what we're going to see right now is the Shulchan Aruch's psak is going to contain both of these elements. So ein lashin matzas mitzvah v'lo ofenoso ayde einu yehudi. So halacha number one on the evening is that after we already learned you have to give ma'os chitim and learn halachas pesach. But regarding matzah baking, first halacha l'maaseh number one: who's allowed to bake your matzah? Who's not allowed to bake your matzah? A goy, not a cheresh, shota, v'katan. These are all people who don't have halachic das. Now, what? Someone who's a deaf mute. Someone who's, let's say, mentally incapable of, a functioning, like a regular person. A deaf mute is how it's classically translated. But what would we argue is the role of das? What do you need das for? To make sure what?
Kavana.
Or what would be the other pshat? Now what? So the shame, yeah, right. Or could you argue that they're not going to be good enough at preventing the chimutz? Ah, which one is it? Right? You could go, I would have said like you, David.
No, but if someone's watching.
If someone's watching them, very good. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch, they said black and white. There's a difference between. So is that true? Can you trust them? Very good. So if you're standing there, maybe. So ein lashon matzas mitzvah. So the Shulchan Aruch highlighted the first night of the Seder, the second night of the Seder in our case, in the Chutzlarts, but says the Mishnah Berurah, Masha Ein Gemishar Matzos, Ein Tzarich Shimur L'Shem Mitzvah, ding. You don't need that active kavana, Rak Sheizar Shelo Yebem Chashash Chimutz. So obviously, you can't have any chametz during Pesach, so all your matzah needs to be chametz free. Doesn't mean it needs to be kavanadik, that it's L'Shem Shmur Matzah. That's what we all do, right? Everyone here has Shmur Matzah the Seder, and regular, like, kind of machine matzah, so to speak, the rest of the day, right? That's what we all do, right?
It's also shmur matzah.
What? No, what do you mean? What do you mean by that? So you wish that what? At the Seder also.
For everything.
Yeah, so you're saying, even at the Seder, you wish that you can use regular boxes.
Even regular matzah is shmur.
Oh, okay. We'll get there.
All right,
we'll talk about it. Yeah.
Shmur matzah for the mitzvahs. You don't need shmur matzah for the.
So Alvin saying, yeah, but you can still save money. Okay. So now the different communities.
Mitzvah
7 days. Good. All right. So here it is. There is a comment of the Rush in the Shulchan Aruch. He quotes the Rush. Harush haya mishtadel b'matzas mitzvah. He himself would make his own matzahs for the Seder nights. V'omir al siyasa, he would be there. U'mezareis ha'oskinba, he would excite the people baking the matzah, and he would help them. Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'chein roi l'chol adam. Everyone should do that. Everyone should make his own matzahs.
Wow.
Okay, we'll talk about that also, maybe.
Those days that people knew, people kept kosher differently.
Right, and very good. Right, so
did everything.
What do we have to learn from this rush? We have to learn that there's a concept, at least, de mitzvah by Yosef Mevishlucho. That's why he would want to do it. And although it's true that he would make the matzah for the Seder night himself, the Ma'aril says, try all matzah. So this is where some of my chumras might come out. The Pri Chadash, all matzah for all 7 days. You know, try to make sure extra, because in addition to the kavana, shmura matzah also means we're really sure there's no chametz. So you can understand the chumras out there, or we'll say the hiddur to have shmura matzah also. It's such a concept. I'm not saying it's not a crazy chumra. It's there, and you have to be very careful. But again, that might be more about just double checking, ensuring 100% that there's no chametz issue. Okay. It should also be noted, Al Pi Kabbalah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes here, that when people make matzah and they sweat and they schwitz in the process, that apparently serves as a kapara. It's a tikkun gadol la'avan achamur. Okay, now again, my understanding is that this, we'll say matters of impurity are atoned for when you use your bodily energy to make matzah. And I'm not going into details, but it's a fascinating idea. That apparently if you put all of your physical energy to make matzahs, in Shemayim, that serves as an atonement for maybe other Averos. Okay, fascinating. Okay, good. So that is for the Seder night. Now it's important to note that's Simon Tuf Samach in the Shulchan Aruch, all about the matzah for the Seder night. But then there's also in Shulchan Aruch Simon Tuf Nun Gimel. Tuf Nun Gimel. That's Tuf Nun Gimel, different Simon. And there the Shulchan Aruch just speaks about Chitim She'osim Matzah's Mitzvah. We're talking about the Seder night again. Mitzvah Tov L'Shomer Shelo Yipla Aleihem Mayim. When should you be very careful that water not fall onto them? Mishas Kitzira. Boom. Rava's Chumra. Already from the time that it was cut from the ground. The second that grain is detached from the ground. Ulefachot, at least, if you can't do that, Mishas Techina. From the time that it's ground up, we'd call like milling, right? Ubishas Atchak, Mutter Likach Kemach Minashuk. At the very least, make sure that the flour you buy from the market, from that moment on, there's no water. So the three distinct, there it is, pound it, Adam, good. There's three distinct madregos. Shimur Mishas Kitzira, you'll see on some boxes of Rabbi Shas Lisha, and we don't really see you sign any boxes nowadays probably anymore, but either Shimur Mishas Kitzira or Mishas Lisha. Mishas Lisha we'll call his baseline, that from the kneading process and onward, we knew there was no, chametz threat. But the more, we'll say, the hiddur, the higher madrega, is to guard it already from the time it was cut. You know, shmur mishas kitzira. You'll see on the shmur boxes and even some machine boxes, you'll see, and that's where people might want to be machmer and buy that for the all 7 days of Pesach. They'll want, shmur mishas kitzira for this added hiddur. Beautiful. Okay. So, but again, Rashi's lumdus comes back to the Mishabur over here, because the first night of Pesach, we need the extra element, that it's not just about not chametz, it's about for the sake of the mitzvah. Beautiful. Okay. So the question then becomes, what if you can't? Like what do you, and this happened to me, COVID-19. Do you remember how hard it was to get chametz in the year 2020? Anyone remember that?
Chametz?
Sorry. let me say it one more time. Do you remember how hard it was to get matzah in 2020? It was 2021 that was nuts. 20, it was 20. 2020, right? That was when COVID was really on the scene. From Purim to Pesach, the whole world became crazy. I was home with my wife and kids alone. It was a very unique Seder. And the matzah was very rare. We had one box of Shomer Matzah here, and they were not all shalim. That often is the case. When you open up a box of Shomer Matzah, they're not always intact. And min ha-shamayim, I had just enough. But for the first time in my life, I said, can I have the machine matzah at the Seder? So what would you say? Says the Mishnah Berurah in the Zbir Halacha, you can certainly rely on the Shulchan Aruch to make al achilas matzah from Sha'as Lisha. Okay, because listen, it's true that we want to go above and beyond for Sha'as Kitzira, but listen, it's not against Halacha. The Halacha says in Shulchan Aruch, it's Tov to try to get Mishas Kitzira. But then he says, what? Ulefachot Mishas Tchina, meaning from the time they grind it up. From the time they grind it up. Meaning from the time that's what we would have. So what would you argue? Is the machine matzah guarded for chametz Mishas Tchina? That flour. For sure. I would imagine what?
The machine, it doesn't matter.
The machine matzah, when are they get? Where are they getting that wheat from? You could, yeah. We're not going to have a machine matzah. Yeah. No, you could. You could have, we'll say, machine shmura matzah, for sure. But I'm saying, if it's not shmura matzah, what we call non-shmura matzah.
Regular
matzah. Halachically, is that called shmura or not? You could. Why? Because is it not guarding mishas tchina? Right, meaning what? Because that from the very time that flour was ground up, from the time that the wheat turned into flour, we were very careful. Why? Because flour nowadays is chametz. Right, you can't just turn flour into matzah. Right, so if the OU is putting an OU on it, that means they know that there was not chametz. So in COVID, I almost relied on this. I remember looking this up, saying I might need to use machine matzah tonight. So it's true. The Pri Chadash says you really need to use mishas kitzira. But the Chafetz Chaim says you don't really need it. It's nice. You should try. But what? You could still make the bracha al achilas matzah if you have machine matzah. He says that. Okay, now we don't do that. Minog is to really have quote unquote shmura matzah at the Seder. But in 2020, that would have been the time to whip out this Bi'ur Halacha and say, listen, I'll tell everybody a secret. Mishin Matzah is all shmur anyway. It really is. Secret, you know? But it's a secret. It's a secret. We don't use that article. But, you know, it is what it is. Okay. So let's go on. We have 10 minutes. We have to prioritize over here. Let's talk a little bit about. Let's try to get technical over here. So let's say we're going to a matzah factory. So what do we have to make sure that we're doing it l'shem mitzvah? We got to make sure there's no chametz. But believe it or not, there are all these halachas over here because look at Shulchan Aruch. Kishem malichim asakim sheish bem kemach me'arechaim. So even getting the flour from the either the factory or the, you know, the farm, whatever. You can't ride them on an animal. Why not? Why can't you put the bags of flour on an animal? Guess why? What's going to happen? The animal's going to get hot. And what's going to happen is going to heat up the flour. So I want to just give you a taste of what happens over here. This flour is so holy. You have to watch the flour. And you know what says the Ramah? Be very careful not to pile up the bags of the flour. Because what's going to happen? Says the Mishabura, it's going to get hot. So when this guy on Purim is asking me, can I make matzah in my uni? What are you going to go? What are you going to go buy flour from ShopRite and then go put it in your uni? The flour alone is already unique flour from the time it was harvested or at least the very time it was ground up. It's not a normal thing. And guess what? The Mishabura says you're not even allowed to sit on the bags. If you have a stack of flour bags and you sit on them, it's also a potential issue of warming them up. And the halacha roundup by the OU.org, Rav Yitzchak Tursky, you know what he writes? He says, flour should be sold. He says, it's not chametz gamur, meaning if they hold that you shouldn't sell chametz gamur and you can only sell things made that are not chametz gamur. But flour should be sold as the wheat is tempered with water before milling. So you bet that those Yehuda matzahs or those whatever strites, all those matzah boxes that are quote unquote not shmur matzah, oh, they're shmur. At least mishas tchin of elach, because normal flour is not pesedik. Wow, that's just a little bit of a taste of the flour. So if people go to Rabbi Center this Sunday, I guarantee you the flour they're providing with you is not like bought in ShopRite. They're not giving you bags of flour to then make matzah out of them, right? So that's why I was very nervous about the person who wanted to make his own matzah. I said, you better know what you're doing, because it's not like you're dealing with, oh, mix the flour on the water and the shkoyach. No, it's not like that. All right, now let's talk about the water. I got a taste of the flour. Mayim shalanu. So there's a concept that the water needs to be left out overnight. Why? Because we're afraid, Rashi says in the days of Nisan, the springs are very hot. And if you just take the water out, they're hot and they're going to leaven more easily. There's a cute story where there was a mistake where Rav Masa told everyone to go get, mayim shalanu, and they thought it was mayim shalanu, like our mayim. And he's like, no, I meant water. I meant the ones that slept. Like, it was like a cute pun. So they said, Amar lehu ana b'maya debisu. I meant water that slept overnight. Oh, there was a cute gemara over there. And the Shulchan Aruch says, ein lashen el b'mayim shalanu. It needs to be left out overnight. And there's a whole question that you better take it out of its source before nighttime, because it needs a full 12 hours overnight. And the Ramah says, "V'nagim l'tol mayim yuchadim l'matzah shel mitzvah." We have special water for the matzah and special kalim. It needs to be a new kli cheres. Wow, fascinating. And again, the Mishabura explains that whole Rashi over there, and there's an opposite pshat, whatever. But ultimately, we need to make sure the water's not too hot. And when you take the water for the matzah, says the Mishabura, say when you take the water, l'shem matzah's mitzvah. It almost reminds me of like the nisuch hamayim for sukkahs. It's like, we're doing this for the sake of the mitzvah. Now, it's quoted, I saw more of the Israelis from, in the name of Tzvi Yehuda Cook, Zatzal, that sink water was also used. That, you know, we don't go to wells anymore. What's the issue, though, with sink water or tap water? That if there are minerals in there, that also might lead to maybe chimutz. I don't really know why any minerals in water would lead to a faster leavening, but apparently we use tap water. So I don't know. I'm not an expert in this area, but I wouldn't be surprised if all that you need to do to make mayim shalanu nowadays, again, is that you just turn on your sink and just let the water sit overnight. I guess I don't really know what they do nowadays, but apparently tap water is good enough. back to that Rav Yaakov. I'm sorry, this is a different article, but same concept. Halacha Roundup or the Matzah 101, OU.org. It's from the OU, but different article. Water to be used in matzah baking must be left to stand overnight to ensure that it is allowed to cool. This water is then referred to as Mayim Shalanu, water that has slept. As Mayim Shalanu is necessary for the preparation of each day's production, the Mashkichim supervising a matzah bakery must take care that A, the water tanks are filled immediately prior to nightfall, B, there is sufficient Mayim Shalanu for the next day's matzah production, and C, no additional water is added to the Mayim Shalanu tank during the day's production. So again, when that guy in Purim is saying, can I make my own matzah and my uni? Okay, no problem, as long as you know what you're doing with the flour and with the water. Okay, now the temperature is also a massive issue. Says the Gemara Pesachim and Beis Amar Aleph, Darsh Rav Isha lo talish b'chama v'lo b'chama chama. You can't just knead the dough in the sun, because again, the temperature is going to make a massive change. Shulchan Aruch, Tavlin Tes Beis, lo yinich ha'isa below Esek. You better keep on pushing the dough and the water. You have to keep on touching it. You keep on working it. Why? What happens if you don't work it? What's going to happen? It's going to rise. And this leads to the famous halacha of 18 minutes. Says the Shulchan Aruch, as long as you're constantly working the flour and the water, it won't rise. But if you don't touch it, for the amount of time it takes to travel a mil, that's chametz. How long is a mil? Mathematician Rabbi Weintraub, revi'is sha'a, a quarter of an hour, v'chelek m'esr min hashana, and a 20th of an hour? So, is it 15 plus 3? That's 18. Very good, I'm a mathematician. There it is. So yeah, so 3 minutes, right? What's the idea? So the truth is there are other shiurim that are brought down. So very good. So the Mishnah Berurah here again says you have to just be careful, make sure it doesn't rise. And this is the oven situation, because again, the uni is probably the only thing that's really good about matzah baking. The oven is probably hot enough, and you could probably get a nice matzah after 18 minutes. It probably doesn't need close to 18 minutes in there. But the idea is that when you are done working the dough and the water, meaning when your kneading is done and you have made your holes in that dough, like the ingredients have been prepared, you have mixed the water and the flour, you have 18 minutes seemingly to put it in the oven. What if some bakeries make sure it needs to be already out of the oven by 18 minutes, right?
Yeah,
right.
They do everything in 18 minutes.
Yeah, the whole thing is there. So the truth is, that's why Sfaradim are... So the whole process is completed, including the baking.
By the time they put the water in, until it's taken out of the oven, is 5 minutes.
Yeah. So it should be noted, the Bureau of Lachadar also, this would be like a potential another COVID hazard. Let's say someone really needed to make their own matzah in COVID, and they figured out their flour, they figured out their water, and then they use their uni. So some say you have, 22 minutes, or whatever, you have a little bit more than that. So again, we try not to rely on those opinions. But it should be noted there are other opinions out there. So again, back to Matzah 101 from Rabbi Yaakov Horowitz of the OU. All matzah bakeries, whether producing hand or machine matzahs, ensure that less than 18 minutes elapse from the time the water touches the flour to the time the matzah enters the oven. There are those who set the 18-minute standard to include the baking time as well. And then we have a massive issue to make sure that everything is cleaned, after each use or whatever. So unless everything keeps on going. All right. So there is another concept. If you make too much, you're not going to be able to keep on applying your pressure. If the whole idea is they keep on working the flour in the dough so that it doesn't rise, so if you make too much, you're going to be overwhelmed. So we don't make the measurement of hafreshes challah for matzah. In lashon lepesach isa gedola mishur challah. So nowadays we call that 5 pounds of flour. So I don't know if that would apply to matzah equally, but that again, so we wouldn't do five pounds at a time, something like that. And there is an official halach on the books to make matzah on Erev Pesach, because that was the time we brought the Korban Pesach. Wow, unbelievable idea. That's right. So, yeah, so we do it. Yeah, sorry, you did it. Erev Pesach, and it's a beautiful minute. But I think at least I hope this year gave us a little bit of a hands-on approach to matzah. And let's not forget the Rush, who would really stand by his own matzahs and the rabbis and him. Hashem Yimkom Demo, my own Rebbe's brother, Meir Turisky's brother, Moshe Turisky, Hashem Yimkom Demo, he would make his own matzahs. There's a video of him making matzahs. He was so medactic in all his mitzvahs. And, you know, if we can't do it ourselves, at least we should have hakaras hatov for the wonderful organizations that do take care of our matzahs, even if it's only b'shas tchina, and, you know, because it's officially shmor, and certainly from shas ketzira, we should all be zocha to not only have the matzah, but have the Korban Pesach as well this year.
Quick plug for Tiferes Matzah.